Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe we're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to fight the shadow, so stop hiding it away.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Yes, and thankfulness unto the Father, Shabbat Shalom, thankful. Yes, indeed, for this opportunity and this blessed consecrated time. Speak to you again, my brothers and sisters. I welcome you all to the show. This is Edemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, indeed so very thankful to the Most High. The opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, indeed, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me directly that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me directly that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, if they could, to destroy. But the Most High speaks a word, and when he speaks a word, my brothers and sisters, it is a promise. You can vouch sure upon it. For my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has spoken, he shall surely bring to pass. And I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, therefore, whoever it is, wherever they are, at any time or any place, who has dared to declare what he would call a consensus that is not covenanted based in giving consideration of all the Most High has said, his words, my brothers and sisters, before the Most High run serious risk of not being called wisdom at all. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. For what they think they know, not giving all things he has said consideration. He said to me, it's not wisdom at all. I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, where none will address all the Most High has spoken by mouth of his holy prophets this world began, where all refuse to ignore some very critical issue of the scriptures. The Most High told me my words are very, very important to be spoken. Whatever it is, men, my brothers and sisters, reject what the Most High has said is very important unto understanding his covenant. Whatever men have rejected these words, all in their perceptions are found in error. I call this show HiddenGospel.com. Well, this show Hidden Gospel Reveal, and my website HiddenGospel.com. For a very specific reason, that there is a missing link with regard to the truth. Truths, my brothers and sisters, that ancient Rome sought to utterly blot out from the minds of men. That because men have forgotten this ancient promise, this ancient expectation, that will put an end to all confusion. And that will prove foolish all the pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, imams, I don't care what you call yourself. Will prove them all having been foolish for having ignored. It will prove them also not only foolish for having ignored these things, my brothers and sisters, but having not known the faith at all. Because humanity as a whole has fallen victim to what ancient Rome did, not wanting to admit, I said not wanting to admit, the glorious plan of the Most High unto restoring the ancient conscience of the East, that a world, my brothers and sisters, even the West, might become aware of the same hope for absolution. That men have forgotten that promise, my brothers and sisters, means that a whole world, not knowing the expectation, not knowing the promise, not having that faith, my brothers and sisters, not having that expectation, has been far from the knowledge of the gospel. And all humanity without this very precious truth, this missing link, this key, yes, very important key to the kingdom. All humanity without it, my brothers and sisters, has been enslaved. All humanity without it has been in prison houses. All men, my brothers and sisters, have been matrices, if you will, of darkness, wherein the greater light not being allowed to enter, everyone, my brothers and sisters, just simply stumble from one part of a cage to another part of a cage. Because my brothers and sisters, if all are in a cage wherein none can discern what is the door to freedom, then all perish in the darkness. Well, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me that I have some very important things for him to do. And that is to tell you things that men have done everything they could. How about to deny, pervert, silence, and destroy since the dawn of human fall? Without these precious truths then, my brothers and sisters, without these very important and precious truths, no man is made complete. That sounds like a very powerful statement, but I'm telling you exactly what is the case. There is a truth, my brothers and sisters. Yes, there is a truth. There's a gamut of truth that a whole world has by and large ignored. And in so having to ignore it, having ignored this truth, men have remained in bondage to those who sought to destroy and hide it. The man only knows, who only knows, my brothers and sisters, that which fakers and treacherously unruly men we call wisdom, have remained foolish in that they have trust what is falsehood, fallen short of what is necessary, and men attain to life. Truth is simply what it is. And the scripture says the Messiah appears, he's going to say, come, let us reason together. And that means man will have to reason to consider those things that he has not considered, according to Isaiah 52:15 through 53:1. Now we have to consider those things which he has not considered, and then men ought to praise Yah. It's because I want you to understand, well, men have refused to consider those things that they have, that men, humanity has been compelled to forget. Man, my brothers and sisters, still yet praises those who have been adversaries against the liberation and the raising of conscience of mankind. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters, because only those who will survive in the day of judgment. For the word of Yah is like a sharp two-edged sword, and Messiah said he to seek his perfect will. I'm talking about, well, you need to read, how about Revelation 2, 6 through 3 and 6. And what it ultimately relates is that either man seek the perfect will of Yah, the perfect conscience of the Most High, under his perfect will, as an example, or he comes against men with the sword of his mouth. That means that that pure and perfect word is the deciding and dividing line. Scripture says Messiah will come for the restitution and restoration and remembrance of all things, according to all that was spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. Whoever will not hearken to that prophet, or that fullness gamut of testimony, even that prophet himself who speaks these things, Scripture says, be cut off from among the people. Shall man say that he shall enter the kingdom of Yah, denying the word of the king? My brothers and sisters, all such thinking is absolutely foolish. Scripture said it's the king himself that has the seal of confirmation as to who shall enter and be called, even shall be called Israel. He said whoever will not hearken to that one and shall be cut off from among the people. In other words, my brothers and sisters, consider since the scriptures say, we're talking about Acts 3:18-23, and since the scriptures say it's Zephaniah 3:13, the remnant of Israel, must speak no lies, do no iniquity, and have none to harm or dissuade. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has defined his people to be after his holy name. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, that if we are unwilling to give all things consideration simply because men have not, my brothers and sisters, we blaspheme and disrespect the word of the Most High, and we're disrespecting his promise, his word, his purpose. We prove ourselves unbelievers, my brothers and sisters, and completely unstable. And the scripture says, let not such as this even begin to think that they'll receive anything of the promise of the Most High, anything of the reward of the Most High, and certainly not his holy kingdom. Talking about Jacob, we called him James. Mr. King James has something to do with that in his lies. Well, I'm talking about the first Jacob, or James 1:1-8. Because indeed, my brothers and sisters, there are many times that the scriptures, the original scriptures, have much to say that the translations, well, let's just say, I'll put it to you this way. Isaiah 29 says, men's doctrines have been words learned by rote, not discerning the vision of the Most High. Therefore, when the truth is known, it'd be like a hungry man who dreams that he is eating dreams, or has dreamt that he was drinking, and thought he had good doctrine. When he wakes, he finds he's hungry and famished, because men have been blinded to the words of the book. But the scripture says, it's while wonderful in a marvelous manner, by an inspired, by his inspiration, even by the gift of Messiah, revealing the truth, declaring the ultimate counsel, shall the Most High consecrate, sanctify unto himself a people that men again should discern the words of the book, and Abraham no longer be ashamed of those that have called themselves his children. But how many of our brothers and sisters will understand the meaning of those scriptures? Because so many have chosen to judge themselves by themselves according to what seems wise in their own hearts, not giving all things consideration. I will tell you again, the Most High has told me the words I speak to you are very important. I will say that they are so important that the Most High has declared that without them none will survive. None who is willing to ignore them will survive his judgment. For it is the fullness of his word that will decide who it is that is faithful unto him. Remember what the scripture says. Messiah comes revealing the hidden things that men have not considered. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 4 or 5 in particular. He says, Messiah will come for the restoration of all things. Yes, even the remembrance of the will of all things spoken by the holy prophets. Revealing the things that men have not considered. And then shall every man discern how to praise Yah, because you have praised those who deny the truth when you deny the truth as well. Let me repeat that. You worship them who deny the truth when you deny the truth or are left completely unaware of the truth as well. Many are the half-truths and lies, hasty and foolish conclusions that men have drawn. I repeat, many are the foolish allegiances after which men have been drawn. Simply because, my brothers and sisters, they have trusted in standards, false standards, deceptive, never sufficient, even inclined in their pride to deny the greater truth when it appears. Simply because they were compelled to believe the institution that they have loved, they've lusted after, that they've trusted, have taught them all that was needed to know. The scripture says point blank in Isaiah 42, Messiah comes, Most High looked and he saw none seeing restore, not to the full dimension that Most High knows is necessary. Men hidden in prison houses where the truth is not known, thinking that they have peace with Yah, thinking that they're already perfect. Burned, destroyed, devoured, taken prey in prison houses where the light would not enter. They wouldn't allow it to enter and knew it not. But the Most High has to call his people forth to raise their conscience, my brothers and sisters, gathering his people from all the lies and half-truths, believe me, any fallen standard, half-truth that leads people still to be exploited by those corrupt and partial in their hearts. Well, my brothers and sisters, wherever any man is subject to those who would divide the earth, take hold of territories, cause men to trust in false rule that the Most High has not decreed. The Most High said, if you're my disciples, said to the disciples of the Messiah, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Set you free from those who hide in the truth. Meaning that these institutions that hide the truth are the instruments of devils. Every lie man believes is deception that keeps men from perceiving the greater dimension of truth, and it's time to understand the reality. So I say, my brothers and sisters, since the Most High declared that a people who do not know fully his ways will not enter into his rest, I ask the question, I'm talking about Hebrews. Really, I've been talking about a lot of scripture from the 3rd to the 4th chapter. Psalm 95, Yahshua, 22, 1 through 6. Relating that that great day of peace has not yet come, and relating that man must know these ways, confirm these ways to enter into the kingdom, must prove that he not only would abide by these ways, but would preserve these ways, is evidence, my brothers and sisters, that all the Most High has spoken according to his promise unto entrances into his kingdom. All his holy commandments are viable to this very day. That is the only conclusion that can be drawn. Scripture says we made partakers with him, and from the beginning to the very end we hold steadfast to the true covenant. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, since the scriptures ultimately prophesied even unto the latter day, the example concerning them who fell in the wilderness, simply because they would not seek to know the fullness of what is expected. It means, my brothers and sisters, that many who today have had the law, but have not had faith, understanding that all will be held accountable of all concerning all things, lest they be accursed. Those not taking this into consideration, my brothers and sisters, have already fallen in the wilderness. Those who presently live today, not giving this consideration, my brothers and sisters, run risk of never entering the kingdom of Yah. Remember that when the people of Yah came, were delivered out of Egypt, those who would not know fully the ways of Yah, hey, the scripture says, whoever not, every man is cursed, will not confirm all things declared in the book of the law to do it, to uphold it, to perform it, to believe it, to preserve it. It's cursed every man who would neglect the law and the prophets. Messiah said, your righteous must exceed that of your leaders who neglect the law and the prophets, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Do you believe that or not? Since the prophets, my brothers and sisters, have declared, only those who confirm all things the Most High has spoken will enter into the kingdom. What does that mean, my brothers and sisters, for men in the multitude of some 45,000 denominations? Israel scattered across 45,000 denominations. Israel scattered across 280 nations. Israelites against Israelites. Is that a covenant? He said you shall have no other gods but him. That means any false standards you uphold that denies your opportunity to attain to the full fruition and access unto the wisdom that is Yah has been tribulation, has been sin, has been iniquity, has been damnation, has been curses against the faith. And many of my brothers and sisters have been taught to curse the faith because rather than believe that the Most High has an absolute, many have pronated themselves or been pronated in this world to believe that every man voicing his so-called opinions, juxtaposed opinions, opposing and contrary, contentious opinions, men have said somehow that shall bring peace. My brothers and sisters, wherever men uphold a multitude of pluralistically contentious designs, that, my brothers and sisters, that word, or that hypocrisy, that compromise, is a blasphemy, disrespectful and irreverent against the very nature of who the Most High is. Most High told me if I could believe that all the various contentions and contradictions I see among men are somehow a work of his spirit, he said I could not be a disciple unto him. My brothers and sisters, when men believe that the discipline of the Most High is contrary after the diverse standards of men, men have trusted in devils. And it's time to understand that we must overcome all these deviations. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is true that the Most High has declared that only those who know his ways will enter into his kingdom. And I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the very foundation of his ways is what a whole world has been tricked not to know. Isaiah 41st chapter speaks of 40th and 41st chapter speaks of the one who the Most High said will be the perfecter of the faith. How many of my brothers and sisters understand who Yeshua said he is? How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that the scripture says when that one comes, he will call abominable anyone who does not discern or has not preached what is the foundation and the expectation of the faith that they might discern beyond all the anomalies of contradiction that are in this present age? How many understand, my brothers and sisters, the scripture speaks of one who will come to speak righteousness because the world has forgotten what righteousness is, none discern that he is righteous, nor that he is even the righteous one. That he will come forth saying and declaring to a whole world that you have not preached what is the gospel, because thus has the Most High looked upon men and made that observation and declaration quite clear. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, therefore, that will understand the meaning of the scripture where it says, Messiah, therefore, must come? The scripture says concerning him, Behold, my servant, my elect, and my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. To bring forth justice, what is righteous, the fullness of what is divine expectation, to be known in the earth. And the isle shall wait for, I didn't say presume, what is his law. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, the scripture say would be the perfecter of the faith? I look at Acts 3:18-23. The one who brings to remembrance all things the prophets have said, will hold man accountable according to all the Most High has spoken through his prophets. That is the author and perfecter of the faith. And I was listening to a show earlier tonight. And folks quoting words from the quote-unquote Quran as if Ibn Abdullah Muhammad or some expectation related to the Quran relates to that perfecting of the faith. That's a lie. There's nothing in the scripture that says that anyone else but the return of the one called Shiloh would do it. And Muhammad is not Shiloh. The idea that he talks about being the last prophet in a world as confused as this, as if there's not going to be something to correct everything said by all these people. Hey, now quite frankly, I'll tell you again, the early faith was not called Christianity in the early church. It was called Kurdish Shania, the expectation of the one called the King of the East who reproves all the rulers. Yes, if he reproves all the rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, and imams, then what is presently called Christianity is a false faith after the machination of Rome. What today, my brothers and sisters, is called Islam, again, a machination of Roman Western intrusion. There's much evidence to relate this. If you read the Quran and you understand the precepts of Greco-Romanism, in so many ways, the idolatries that are of ancient Rome, the Quran is filled with them. Yes, we know the man Ibn Abdullah Muhammad was taught by Jewish rabbis. But my brothers and sisters, Jewish rabbis that he was taught by, did it say that they had accepted the faith, the Kurdi, the righteous one, who Yeshua said he is when he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, so much of what is contained in that book they call the Quran is definitely the result of Western polytheist intrusion. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, again, the Quran says once Western polytheism enters in and takes control of the churches, as occurred in the first 3 centuries, Scripture says no one else but Yeshua himself would expose the pretense. That's in 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. You can read particularly that 7th to 12th verse. Read it relative to how about Isaiah 11:1-10-12 in particular, talking about the Messiah, even the one who comes a second time to regather his people out of Babylon as he did before. Who is that one called the Morning Star? Who is that one called the King of the East, the righteous one from the East, who will reprove all the kings and all the rulers and all the priests, according to Malachi, 3rd chapter, according to Isaiah 41. They won't talk to you about those prophecies which did not come to pass, whereby as the East looked for one who would reprove all the rulers, that from rising sun to the west, all would have the common expectation of him who absolves all things. Since that prophecy has not yet come to pass, whoever has not taught you that expectation has not taught you the faith at all. My website, hiddengospel.com, you need to check out the article, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Find out what was the promise, what was the expectation, what was the purpose. Understood. It must be the common faith, the common requirement, common teaching, common example of all who call upon the name of the Most High. If they didn't tell you what that is, my brothers and sisters, what Kurdish Shania is, I did not say Christianity. Kurdish Shania, if they didn't tell you what that is, the expectation of one called the King of the East, Kur meaning sun, Tis meaning rise, Shah meaning king. If they didn't tell you about that expectation, if they didn't tell you about how Messiah shall arise out of a city, like the scripture says in Zephaniah 3rd, and so much other scriptures, you'll find on my website, hiddengospel.com, Secret City. If they didn't teach you any of these things, my brothers and sisters, they're trying to hide something. The scripture says in the last days in Isaiah 24, you count them all treacherous. You'll recognize the foolishness of all your rulers, having taught fallen standards. Look at the word foolish, fallen, deceptive. It means that you have been taught a standard that's not sufficient. Scripture says, be a terror for men to understand the report, for the cloth is too short, the warp is weak. too short for men to wrap himself up in, insufficient to be called a garment. The doctrines have not been line upon line, have not been precept upon precept. My brothers and sisters, because of this, most have not understood the precept to discern him who was called the word of Yah. Isaiah 28 speaks of all these things. My question, my brothers and sisters, since the very word for peace, the very word for Shabbat, all relate the idea about seeking the complete will of Yah, who has kept the Shabbat? When men in the multitude of different institutions are all declaring a different analysis of things. Who, my brothers and sisters, is ready for the kingdom peace? And everybody's declaring a different analysis of things. And no one speaks truly of him who will humble all. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says concerning him, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Well, that scripture comes from Isaiah 45 concerning one the Most High calls his anointed. Why won't people wake up and understand that the rulers won't speak of that one because he reproves them all? And in a world where men are trying to convince one another as to the primacy of their thoughts, not giving consideration to all the Most High has said, what else have they done but blaspheme the authority of the Most High and pronounce themselves above even the Most High himself? They are all a bunch of bastards. Because whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not receive discipline from the Most High and will act as if he has a right to discipline the Most High as if to silence his words is indeed cut off from a covenant with the Most High. You heard me say it. I repeat it again. Cut off from the covenant of the Most High. It's not the gospel. It's not the word of the kingdom. It's not the real word that relates the reign of the king. And whoever will not hearken to that word, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, cut off from among the people. This salvation the scriptures speak of, this being made whole after Yah, untainted, and in no way distracted after the illusions of man. It's not after the diverse opinions of men who refuse to see the whole truth. Leaders haven't found it to their advantage to tell you the whole truth. But my brothers and sisters, whose ideals, whose agenda are they working toward? There's a lot of things I'm talking about right now that a lot of folks have no idea what I'm speaking about simply because they don't know what has been hidden from them. Messiah said, if you are my disciples, you will know the truth. The truth of the elite is hid from you, and that truth will make you free. Attaining that truth is the victory, my brothers and sisters. Remaining ignorant, whereby the lies of man, the fatal flatteries of man have kept men from discerning or seeking the greater truth, my brothers and sisters. That is not victory. That is failure. That is to be overcome. That is to be conquered and not a conqueror. It is, my brothers and sisters, to retain what is only trust in the frailties of men and is not faith in Yah. Scripture says, how can you call upon him? How can you be faithful unto him whom you have not heard then? Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah himself. Well, I thank the Most High that he showed me so many of these truths of which I would speak to you. When I talk about the kind of things you learn from going to men's institutions, I'm talking about Bended Knee University. I'm talking about the kind of things the Most High can reveal if he takes you to his kingdom himself. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I would say that since this physical body was born, yes, it has inhabited a place on this earth. But I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, this earth is not the only place that my spirit has traversed. Yes, indeed. Since this spirit was implanted in me. I tell you about many things, my brothers and sisters, that I was told. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the Most High says it's important that men must attain lest they fall short of the glory of Yah. Because I say things as bold as that, there are many, my brothers and sisters, who would prefer to discount anything I say. Well, my brothers and sisters, I would passionately plead with you to ask of the Most High as to the source of the words I speak. Ask him whether he said these words are precious whether or not these words are precious and important. I know what he told me. He told me my words are very precious, but they're only for the most humble soul. They are rare in this world because, my brothers and sisters, only the most humble soul is willing to hear them. Only the most humble soul is willing to reason sufficiently enough to discern just how worthy these words are. So I ask the question, my brothers and sisters, since the Most High said that only those who will know fully his ways will know his peace. My many scriptures talk about the idea of men having the law, the written word, but not seeking it by faith, not expecting him who will reprove all wherever there is error. Scripture says men have only sought to submit to and establish their own righteousness, their own concept of what is a righteous one. But the Messiah is the end of all this turmoil that's come as a result of man's misimaginations, his many diverse misrepresentations. Messiah is the end of that flawed false rule that can never bring order. Think about it. As long as man trusts in the multitude of diverse ideals, there is no peace. Scripture says Messiah will come forth saying there's no peace to the lawless, no peace to those who are not prepared according to the fullness of his will, says the Most High. So he will come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High is calling from the womb, from the body of my mother. Yes, from the body of my mother, he says he made mention of my name. In the shadow of his hand has he concealed me to reveal his glory, to bring Israel back to him. He made my mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. Hey, even my brothers and sisters, to reveal again, to reveal his glory, his invariant word, even a word that would be salvation, the gospel, even to the ends of the earth. And my brothers and sisters, the gospel is only that pure, perfect word that declares the reign of the one king fully as he is. Any lesser word, my brothers and sisters, the indoctrinations of short-sighted men, for the Holy Spirit would teach all things. After what spirit, my brothers and sisters, then have men renounced this truth? After what spirit, my brothers and sisters, have men not been led to perceive these truths? And after what spirit is it, my brothers and sisters, that those who hear my voice and hearken, after what spirit is it, my brothers and sisters, they will understand these words are true? It's time, my brothers and sisters, to discern the reality. It's time, my brothers and sisters, for the time is short that we all come to reason together after the raising of conscience the Most High requires. So I ask again, is man ready for peace? Is man truly known? What is the ways of Yah? What, my brothers and sisters, is the faith? Whether they not be left blinded after those who hide the truth and keep men to fall, that their bones waste away in the wilderness. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand? Like I said, that man must know the ways of Yah in order to be assets unto the rebuilding of his kingdom, to be assets, my brothers and sisters, unto the preservation of these precious ways. That this is required to enter the kingdom, it is evident that such a law from beginning to end still remains. Scripture says also with regard to the, for instance, the Shabbat, which is the time the Most High has declared, the time the Most High has declared in which his people must learn together the ways of Yah. Word Shabbat also means complete. I didn't say a bunch of partial standards. Say today, if you hear his voice, don't reject anything he has to say. It says the duty of the people of Yah, keep the Shabbat. But don't keep the Shabbat after a partial word, my brothers and sisters. You keep the Shabbat in pursuit of all. And I can only tell you right now that I'm telling you a lot of those things that your leaders might not see or might not understand. Without these things, you never kept the Shabbat. Without these things, my brothers and sisters, your anticipation has been on only self-exaltation, in which Yah cannot be fully pleased. Hear me. There's the one gospel of the king and his kingdom. Savior comes to prove all the rulers, that it be discerned that the diverse, unfounded standards of the people were never the gospel. And as the scripture says in Isaiah 41:21-42:4, it was all only an abomination, not the working of his hand. The result of man hearkening to another spirit illusions of, after the misrepresentations of partiality that they see, that were created unto an alternate agenda, and not fully unto opening the eyes. Scripture says Messiah will not judge it for what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. And therefore, discerning the exceeding righteousness of Yah, he will slay, expose all the wicked, all standards that do not leave the people prepared. He will expose every wicked standard. That in men discerning that all these standards of men have been inviolable, Scripture says, unto him shall the nation seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Babylon remains, my brothers and sisters, while men still trust in folly. Scripture says, that is the one who will liberate his people. Call him from all the ends of the earth, all the nations that have been afflicted after Babylon's wrath, after the doctrines of confusion. I said the fusing together of contradictions, hypocrisies, partiality, sin. He said the one who will do this is one who came before and delivered Israel out of Babylon. And all the lands where they were scattered. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, what Messiah meant when he said the written offspring of David, the bright and morning star? You need the words on my website, hiddengospel.com. And discern who the anointed one is. Scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear, as is written in Isaiah 45, Romans 14. Requiring also, if you understand my point, that we bear the burdens of the weak, but not under any wavering or any doubt for disputations. Declaring that all things written of old are for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope, like-minded, but bringing all nations obedient in word and deed. That we might discern, my brothers and sisters, who it is. Scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear to the glory of Yah, his Father. All that comes from Isaiah 45, my brothers and sisters, even declaring that whoever does not seek the fullness of what is divine will is counted an enemy against the very reason why he gave his life, to expose the rulers who, in persecuting him, proved that they did not know the way of the King of Glory. That men might be liberated to know to seek greater. Well, my brothers and sisters, the rulers who all sit back and tell you that the doctrines they declare are sufficient when the scripture says Messiah will come and declare them all fallen short. They all have lied to you. Psalm 14, Psalm 53, Isaiah 59, all these scriptures declare that when Messiah appears, he will declare all the standards that men have thought they knew wise. We found falling short. Who is it that will have faith in him? These are the ones, my brothers and sisters, that will overcome. Well, again, wherever you trust in a standard as if it was sufficient, that will not teach you all things, prepare you to comprehend all things, you are in bondage to that institution. And that's not the glory of Yah. It's time to return, my brothers and sisters, to the garden paradise. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, was the blessing that the Most High has declared in sending forth him who is called Shiloh. Genesis 49:10. Unto him shall the gathering of the people. In other words, people, he said, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Many shall men shall all be gathered unto him, shall transcend the barriers and constraints of all false doctrine of all the rulers, that they come to him, recognizing all the rulers have been foolish. Why don't they teach you about that one, my brothers and sisters? Why don't they teach you about that one? The real blessing in sending the one called Shiloh is that he proves foolish all the wisdom of all the wise, that men of all those of men have called wise. That the counsel of the Most High might be proven, and the counsel of the Most High is not part of his word, but all of it. Discerning how every word reinforces every word. Not taking anything out of context, refusing to accept the fullness of what is said. Well, what will I teach you about the one who comes? Well, the scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, whoever believes in him might not perish. Meaning that at the time that he appeared, man was so falling short that this one was called the only begotten. Whoever believes in him might not perish. Well, who those who continue to believe are those who will not teach the fullness, who will not teach the fullness of what he... declared that his people must teach. What will not believe in him for the fullness of his word will perish with the unbelievers. By grace through faith, favor we are granted by believing what we are favored to understand. The world has been allowed opportunity to comprehend. Those who will seek the fullness of that restoration, desiring that nothing is lacking, they're the ones, my brothers and sisters, who believe in him. They will not perish with the unbelievers. For the scripture says, we need to think about it, that those who believe in him might not perish but have everlasting life. And it says, but those who do not believe are already condemned for not believing in the name. How about the covenant? The name, my brothers and sisters, is what seals the covenant. So whoever will not believe the fullness of that covenant, that declares, well, let's just say that it's confirmed by his name. Scripture said, we'll cut off from other people, will perish. The condemnations of those, under the condemnations of those who, after divide and conquer taxes, will keep the peoples far from righteous belief. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, this has been the condemnation of the world, why the world is still divided. But though light, our invariant light, one perfect truth has come, men have loved darkness more than light. Think about it. What was the Most High doing but seeking to bring peace when came the Noahic flood? Because he said the thoughts of men have become unruly, evil, undisciplined continually, unreasonable continually. It means the Most High wanted to get rid of the false ideals and standards, miscreant thoughts of men. The men went right back into the same old Babylonian thoughts all over again, going back and seeing the old buildings and old temples of Babylon once the waters receded. But the Most High had the plan. He said in the book of Enoch that what happened in the flood then was not the completion of all that he intends. He will bring peace by finally silencing the voices of all those who will not uphold the truth, the fullness of the truth. Again, it's an article on my website, excerpts from Book of Enoch. You'll find that again on my website, hiddengospel.com. You need both those articles. They have excerpts from Enoch. Explain so much of this, what Noah's or the rainbow sign, what the Most High told Noah, what is the expectation toward an absolute. It should still be the faith of man today. For man knew that his righteousness must exceed that of all his rulers who deny the law and the prophets in any way. Men would have known to seek the fullness of the will, and the faith could be preserved rather than men falling from it. It's time, I said again, my brothers, to get back to the garden of paradise. Most I desire there be beauty and peace in the world. The question I ask is man prepared to receive of that beauty and peace and also to preserve it? What does the scripture say concerning Messiah? He comes to them who have life and have it more abundantly. Not that it seems wise unto men that they remain under the folly of incooperative, undisciplined pride. God delights to rejoice with his people. The scripture speaks of Messiah when he appears, saying, this is the righteous one for whom we have waited. Wipe away off tears from off all eyes. We cast aside the veil of the covering that's over all the nations. How about the misconstraints of all misallegiances and false covenants that men have believed, faulty foundations that have created all the various nations and denominations? Our brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you, your churches have been anti your salvation. They have been obstacles, and they all declare standards not true to the fullness of the word of Yah. Scripture says, therefore Messiah will come with a sharp two-edged sword, a rod like iron. Discipline, my brothers and sisters, will prove all the nations and denominations, all the belief systems of the earth that have denied him. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, and be counted among those called faithful and found truth? I can only tell you this. Men, till men trust that the Savior comes as the one who fulfills the prophecies of the one called Shiloh, the Shashan Shah, Kurdi, angel from the rising sun, king of the east, the morning star, the son of righteousness that arises according to all the prophets. Till a man believes, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes as the one whereby he called himself the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star. To a man believes all the prophecies concerning the one who will reprove all the rulers. Men are in bondage to the rulers. Till from east to west, our brothers and sisters, men should revere the name of the Most High, according to all that he has spoken. I said the West also looking for an absolution for peace rather than a multitude of confusions. Think about it, how foolish that is. You maintain a multitude of alternate opinions, men filled with debates and doubts to sit back and say that we're finally bringing peace in an absolute. The brother says that hasn't been trust in absolute, that's been trust in confusion. Even trust in devils that men have believed that maintaining the confusions of man will ever bring peace. Peace is after a pure and perfect word, offering one choice. It's time we understand that. All must revere the will of one, else there is no peace. He says, while all those remain in power, who maintain the contentions of man, this lawlessness we see in the world, there will be no peace. So let us understand what Most High must do to bring peace. It is only those of brothers and sisters who will be counted faithful, seeking the fullness of his will, following the Lamb wherever he leads. It will become the mark of the beast, the brutish, who will not discern the height, depth, and breadth of a holy word. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, please understand. Till from east to west, and it still hasn't occurred, all have the expectation that was in the east of old, expecting one who will reprove all confusion. One who is the trump card, if you will, who has all the characteristics of the one called Shiloh comes. All who have not had that expectation of the faith that was called Curtis Shanya. No, I did not say Christianity. Early faith is not called Christianity. That's a pagan, even polytheist term after the minds of the Greco-Romans. Till men have the faith in the one called the King of the East, who will gather all the kings to rebuke them all, that all their systems fall. Till men have that faith, according to what's written in Revelation 16:12-21. That faith, according to what's written in Isaiah 24-27, chapter, particularly the 10th through 16th verses, particularly the 25th chapter, 1-3-10, particularly 27th chapter, 9-12 verses, particularly, if you will, 66th chapter of Isaiah, also 6-15 verses. Well, we will not have the faith, my brothers and sisters, in him who will reprove all the rulers, according to Isaiah 44:20-45, 6-46:13. Well, who does not have that faith, my brothers and sisters, and has not had the faith and expectation of all the prophets, and has not had the faith of the early church. Besides, said with good reason, your righteousness must see that of your rulers who negate the law and the prophets, and the words I'm speaking of have to do with the law, even the lawful expectation of the saints. Whoever does not have these words, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. He said, a people who do not know his ways, he has sworn in his wrath by his very name, they shall not enter into his kingdom. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the men were truly led by the Holy Spirit. They would not ignore these things, but they would seek them fully. Man's neglectfulness, man's refusal to step beyond stagnating ideals, these are what have kept men from understanding these blessed things. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they. When they hear these things, understand what Scripture means, says all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. But in Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, shall be delivered to the women whom the Most High has called. Most High calls his people to a standard, my brothers and sisters, to a wisdom that transcends the status quo. Transcends all the worldly darkness of those institutions that call themselves but were never churches. They keep people in the darkness, never bring them to the light. Those, my brothers and sisters, the Most High calls hear what the Spirit has to say. It transcends the message that's being taught among the churches. Who's willing to hear it? That they might be vouchsafed they have a covenant with Yah. Most High told me of outside of more than a few churches. When they see me as he is, will they love him still? Will they even know him? Read Zechariah. Well, in this case, Zephaniah, third chapter. Scripture says, the Messiah comes in the midst of the city to reprove those who are at the temple. Same thing in Isaiah 66. Reprove the city. speaking the righteous word that does not fail. Scripture says that the wicked will know no shame. Totally unprepared will know no shame because they don't recognize that they've sworn by the holy name in vain after the short sadness of their own hearts. Therefore, the Most High will finally get people's attention to hearken to him when his reproof against shall be and his wrath shall be a rebuke against all the nations. As I said to you before, my brothers, the Most High desires to see beauty in the earth when he begins to create it. Let not the short-sightedness, nor the unbelief, nor the pride of any man stand in the way. I've seen what the Most High is going to do when he begins to bring forth the beauty of what he intends. It's like I saw him flying over the midst of the clouds in the heavens, looking down upon the earth, creating beauty where there was only ugliness. After the contrivances of filthy human conscience, irreverent and disrespectful human conscience. My brother says, I saw the power with which he will heal this world. I will tell you now, you do not want to be somebody who strives to stand in the way of that power. For his wrath, my brothers and sisters, means that he is, in that he will look upon the ugliness that has been the filth of human conscience anymore. He will create beauty that he might behold it. Meaning that whoever will not become also one with that beauty will not survive. When Yah begins to create beauty again in the earth, to restore all things after his initial vision, let not the short-sighted and the unbelief of any man, like I say again, stand in the way. The greatest gift then Yah can give is a law. A law by which all men might learn again to cooperate, love, and trust true to him. And for this reason, the one called Shiloh, thank you, Father, for the blessedness of what you all you intend to do, that your people might understand. This promise of Shiloh, him unto whom all the people shall gather, one who exposes all the foolishness of the rulers. This is the hope, my brothers and sisters, of peace. For there is no peace while men constantly debate and the ruthlessness of their own designs and desires and the blindness of their own hearts. The great gift Yah gives again is a law by which men might love, trust, and cooperate with him. Who will understand what Messiah meant when he said that come, that the world have peace and heaven more abundantly. Yah made heaven and earth and it belongs to him. It can only function in peace, thank you, Father, through to his will. The men have said that Yah has no rules. That's insanity. Why? Because they said it's men that have made the laws. They make an amazing law by which the land shall be blessed. Even declare that there are those lands that defy divine rule have been established after a divine foundation, even unto divine absolution. That is insanity. But yet men have believed it. Most I told me, anyone who can believe such contradictions can never be a disciple unto him, can never learn his ways. Scripture says the spirit of truth, the world, that those who love these contradictions will not recognize the error of this such dissolute thinking. Scripture said, let them not think they receive anything from Yah. No need to try to teach someone, my brothers and sisters, too self-absorbed to let go of his foolish pride enough that the world might have peace. It's because of the undisciplined and unruly thoughts of men that came the flood that there might be peace. But Most High has planned another wrath upon mankind that there might be peace and all of those who are reasonable remain. The peace Yah will make, my brothers and sisters, will destroy all those who unreasonably defy the hope of like-mindedness true to his glory on this earth. I see it as only just, my brothers and sisters, that he do this, for he could not fulfill or bring to bear his promise lest every dissenting voice is silenced. But the scriptures actually say, whatever the law of the Most High said to those who have fallen short of its glory, that every man might recognize what has been his guilt, his falling short before Yah. And that every mouth might be silent. It means every diverse doctrine might be silenced. Every man recognize where he has not considered all that should have been considered. And this shall the world be made to repent, my brothers and sisters, and blessed are those who are receiving the opportunity will be wise enough to know to take advantage of it. Like I said, Yah desires to bless this earth, to make it one, make it true to all that is the glory of what he has planned for those who love him. The carnal mind of brothers and sisters whereby men, like they did in the garden, thinking they knew how to do it better if they ruled the world. And God only got people kicked out of the paradise garden. For my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he intended to make such beauty again. But he will give it to a people, only a people made steadfast, strong enough not to fall to the wiles of the devil, who would put upon themselves to seek the whole armor, the whole truth of the Most High. My brother says, what is that fullness of truth? I find it so often that men have argued against the truth simply because they have not had a counsel that's strong enough to show them the error of their ways. My brothers and sisters, the question I ask is, when the Most High sends one who can show the ways of wisdom, will men be inclined to hear, or will their pride prevent them? Most High told me already that many of they would rather believe a liar and a deceiver than believe they are deceived. Well, like I said to you before, Scripture says Messiah is about to prove the whole world has been deceived and fallen short. Revelation 12 and 9. The men might, who have an opportunity, might repent and show themselves reasonable. The men reasonable, my brothers and sisters, might be discerned. It'll be discerned who will serve Yah, or who will simply seek to serve what seems wise according to their own vanities. Again, it talks about one called the Son of Righteousness that arises that will declare these things. Then he must be then the Word of Yah. He must, my brothers and sisters, be the Shasha and Shahi, the Kurdi, the righteous one, the King of Kings. Who's willing to understand Malachi 2:16 through 4:6 concerning the one, the scripture said, will show the rulers naked in their carnality when he strips them of their robes of supposed righteousness. The scripture said, blessed are they who keep their garments from garments when the King of the East appears. Read Revelation 16:12-21 compared to 2:16 Malachi 3:4. He says, going to purge out of the temple all the priests who are partial in the law, treacherous against the covenant, who have taught men the ways of foreign gods. Who understand, the brothers and sisters, the one called the Son of Righteousness that arises will restore the true meaning of all that is the law of the Most High and all that was said by the prophets. And only those who are willing to reason will remain. Only those who are diligent to understand foundation will remain. He says, going to shake all things. To only that which cannot be shaken remains. And by his word shall he do this. Who will understand? Well, I see how much time I have left. I thank the Most High indeed for every ear that he brings near. I thank him for all those who are hearkening to these words and all those who, through the archives, those listening tonight, and those who through the archives will hear, who will be the result of men hearing these words, compelling others also to listen. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. I said that I wanted to look at Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55 through, I'll say really the 66th chapter, but I really want to principally go out to about the 63rd. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. These scriptures were not written originally in pages, chapters, and verses. Not after the current divisions that men have called wise, but were scrolls continuous. And I find amazingly that there's many times that these scrolls and these verses were split so that people don't realize the continuity of the thought. And the end result of this, my brothers and sisters, is that men have not understood that what was said, for instance, in Isaiah 41 is a continuation of Isaiah 40. The men have not understood what's considered in Isaiah 41 continues in Isaiah 42 and Isaiah 43, for instance. But what's said in Isaiah 44:20 continues to 45 out to 46. Now, what is written, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 47 continues to relate that Israel in Babylon has continued to scorn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. That Israel in Babylon, after the ways of the nations, the Gentile nations, has not sworn by the name of the Most High, but in truth nor in righteousness, nor been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. The men have not understood that this lawlessness after the nations is not, never will be peace. And have not understood, my brothers and sisters, the one that says this is the one that comes forth in Isaiah 49, for instance, saying, hear me. Listen to me, O isles. Listen to me, O ye isles, hearken to me, O ye nations. Keep silent before me, O ye isles. Then my people renew their strength. Most I call them from the womb to be a servant to bring Israel back. Many have not understood, my brothers and sisters, how those scriptures are continuous all the way through. Well, that's just one good example. All the way up to the 51st chapter. And beyond. Well, I can tell you that Isaiah 55 is continuous throughout the rest of the book of Isaiah. But in so many ways, they have split the chapters. The men have not understood the context of what's being said. Isaiah 55 speaks about how the Most High wants to bring forth a people who will be a light to the nations. And that many have spent their energies, their money, and everything else for those who have taught them doctrine that is not sufficient to save any soul. But he says, come to him and you will eat or partake of that which is nourishing to your bones. You can compare that to the scriptures in Isaiah 30. Well, in the midst of these scriptures, Most High tells folk that they could partake of the blessedness that he intends if they will forsake every wicked, short-sighted, inconsiderate, blasphemously irreverent, without respect for a reference point way. Because men have forgotten that the Most High, according to all his word, will bring forth all that he has declared. Scripture says his word shall not return to him void. You can count on it. His entire word, all that he has said, is a promise. And whoever therefore seeks to declare a standard not giving that full consideration is definitely falling short of the mark. And the Most High says, wherever men have done this, that their ways have not been like his ways, and his thoughts have not been like his thoughts. Therefore, blessed, it says in Isaiah 56, are those who are ready to hear when his righteousness, consideration of all that is his purpose and plan, is revealed. You need to understand that 55th chapter through the 56th is continuous. And he says this not only unto Israel, my brothers and sisters, but also to the son of the stranger, the Gentiles who take hold of his covenant, who keep his Sabbath, to do the things that please him. Wow! He says, even as them, we give them a name as great as sons and daughters. That his house may be a house of praise. For all people. How about all giving praise unto Yah? All petitioning as one unto Yah. But you're talking about your leaders, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 56, starting around the 8th verse, 9th verse, reading on. Your leaders, my brothers and sisters, have been like filthy wolves, dogs, calling themselves shepherds, never get enough, greedy, willing to leave the doors open for everyone who would exploit and devour the sheep. All of them going, they said every last one of them going their own way. So that people don't recognize after a while they're blind to their iniquities and the righteous man has perished in the earth. None recognizing the need to restore, even to the point that men have mocked. And when the scripture says when Messiah appears, they will mock him, draw out the tongue. Not discerning they've mocked it. In fact, the Holy One of Israel, because they've loved the ways of all the various kings of the earth. Well, but the scripture says, if you run after those who comfort you in these vanities and these partialities and these perversions and pollutions, he said that you'll find they'll all be swept away by the whirlwind, even by the wrath of the Most High. The whirlwind of his viciously powerful word going forth, if you will. Well, but he said those who put their trust in him shall inherit the land and possess his holy mountain. Didn't say those who walked after the ways of the rulers. And men will recognize that all their various rulers have been stopping the stumbling blocks to impede the progress of his people. The Most High has already spoken. There will be no peace to those who walk after the preservation or will seek to preserve the diverse words of many. The differences and contentions and debates and doubts of many. No peace. It means that while the rulers of this earth remain, they will uphold standards after which they have flattered and divided the people. While such rulers remain, the kingdom peace, the holy kingdom, cannot be. So the Most High has a plan to remove all these. Yet men, scripture said in Isaiah 58 chapter, men have not understood where they've stood against the righteous of the kingdom. While the Most High has not heard their petitions, because they still sought to preserve what seemed wise in their own hearts. Have not kept the holy day true to what all that is divine intent. He said, you get all these deceits, all these false perceptions of what is righteousness out of your head, so your life will go forth, your light will go forth, easily. Well, I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. He said, to those then who take hold of his Sabbath, to do the things that please him, that seek his complete perfect will. Take hold of his Sabbath, do his complete perfect will. Say, these, he said, will be filled with inheritance. Promised to Jacob, your father. Well, Jacob would not let go of the angel or the message of the Most High, my brothers and sisters. He was blessed to discern what is necessary to carry on the covenant. Question I ask today, my brothers and sisters, how many understand that Yah desires to do good unto his people, but it's according to the completion of his will that nothing of his will be denied? I'll tell you some things about that, my brothers and sisters, in a minute I intend to. Please understand then that 58th chapter, the 59th chapter, talks about how the Most High intends to do good to his people, but the iniquities of men have hidden good things from them. Most High still desires to do good to his people according to all that he has promised. But men have been lying and transgressing against the Most High, the scripture says, so much so that the Most High said when he looked, he saw no intercessor. Saw none petitioning for the restoration, none able to help, none able to fully heal, because the people, as well as the rulers, have gone their own way according to agenda, seeming wise after the constraints of a system, my brother and sister, compels people to conform to the fallen standards of men. All this in Isaiah 59. It says, Messiah therefore must come, my brother and sister, to render recompense against all of the systems of this earth that stand as an obstacle against his people's awakening. And finally, they know even in the West, those who have trusted in confusion shall finally know that they must revere the absolution of one Most High, even as was the ancient promise, the one called Shiloh, the Kurdi, the righteous one, the awaited one, as it was in the ancient East. It says, from that time forward, since there will be no one to dissuade, remember Rome hated the idea of that absolution. They couldn't talk about the glory of what the Most High must do to restore the conscience of the East and still conquer after what they call the power of Rome. For those who knew that Rome must, in Western polytheism, must end to declare an absolution. Hey, those who had that faith, my brothers and sisters, Rome could never control. So they sought to slaughter them all. You need to understand the White Horse Rider, who that is in Revelation 6. It's not one who is against the salvation of man, but one who preaches the salvation. The Red Horse Rider is the nations rejecting his truth. Black Horse Rider, is famine for a word because they sought to slaughter everyone who held on to the faith and expectation of an absolute, even one who would bring absolution. Yes, the White Horse Rider with a bow and a crown and a sword. You need to check him out, my brothers and sisters. Understand the scripture says the one who has a chosen arrow and has a sharp sword in Isaiah 49 is that very self-same one. The one in Isaiah 41, the scripture says the king should be as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. You need to understand who he is. The one who declared the righteousness of Yah beyond all that the rulers have sectionalized and sought that men never fully understand. Scripture says the pale horse rider is death and hell. Well, for a long time, men have not known the truth. They sought to completely silence the expectation of the one who would bring forth this righteousness. The one called the King of the East, the righteous one from the East. The one who brings forth the light the world has sought to obscure will suddenly bring forth that light in a time unexpected. Bring forth the light the world would obscure and will cast aside all the darkness. The world has not sought to teach of him because it has not found it appropriate unto worldly agenda. So it says the spirit of truth the world will not receive. Well, the spirit of truth, the one who declares the absolute truth, the worldly who seek to maintain agendas after partial and perverse and polluted standards. But scripture said not only did they not receive, but scripture said Messiah said himself that they would be hated by all nations for the sake of his name. Those who hated his name, his authority, declare righteous above all the kings. Don't you know, my brothers and sisters, that the division of this world declare that they have not taught you his gospel, have not taught you his character, have not taught you the absolution that he comes to bring. But rather than teaching him as it is, they've come up with a false Messiah, and the whole world has worshipped that hypocritical compromise, that misrepresentation. Scripture says, one having horns like a lamb, a system having horns like a lamb and speaking still yet as a dragon. My brothers and sisters, that is that one after the Greco-Roman polytheist representative title, Christ, that is not true to the title, the one called the Kyrie, that demands, my brothers and sisters, that every man shall receive blessing or reward or curse according to his works as to whether or not they are true unto the conscience the Most High has granted him. You need to read Revelation 22:16. Those who keep his commandments will have a right to the tree of life. Anyone who adds or takes away from his word, hey, will either know an addition of damnation to his soul or taken away, having taken from him an opportunity unto eternal life. There's a reason why Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. You see, that is a testimony that must go forth in all the churches. That means the full testimony concerning the one called the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star, must go forth to all the churches. Well, the churches haven't taught us, so they're not churches. They're havens for hell. Every single one of them that will not preach this expectation has not preached what was common knowledge to those of the early church. Remember those of the East that came at the birth of Messiah. I'm going to tell you now, my brothers and sisters, they were looking for the one called Shashan Shahe who had come before. I can only tell you Isaiah speaks of Messiah coming three times. Oh, that sounds strange to you. But my brothers and sisters, you can't believe the truth when it's said right before you, then guess what? You have no hope of being made free. Scripture talks about one who delivered Israel out of a Babylon east first and then later in the last days out of a Babylon west to destroy Babylon once and for all. But it said in the interim period between it, the scripture says as Messiah he would be cut off by the lawless among his own people. But many have not understood that the priesthood that was in Israel 2,000 years ago was the result of completely Roman appointment and persecution because they murdered, Rome murdered all the priests that looked forward to the coming of a Jewish king. Well, that's more than one appearing of the Messiah. And I would have you to understand that the scriptures relate in the book of Romans 14, Philippians 3, 2nd and 3rd, concerning the one who is mentioned in Isaiah 45, under him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. And my brothers and sisters, because the West has not embraced the idea of absolution and salvation, the prophecies concerning him are not yet brought to bear. Isaiah 46, 8 through 13 says, remember this, O ye transgressors. Bring into mind, O ye sinners, and show yourselves men. I didn't say beasts. Remember what the Most High said he would do in terms of destroying this Babylonish confused system. He said he'd bring forth one that is his chosen ally who perform all that is his pleasure, all that is his purpose. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even unto the destruction, the utter destruction of all that has been the confusion of mankind since the dawn of the fall. As the scriptures talk about when he said he would destroy Babylon, declaring a word that is from the beginning, for he is the word of Yah, and from the beginning is that word, that promise, the precepts of Yah, the purpose of Yah. That purpose being eternal, my brothers and sisters, and that word being a promise from the Most High, unto the utter destruction of all that confuses, the utter destruction of all that stands against the peace. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, that only those who are true to that pure and perfect consummate word, word with word is word, ignoring nothing that is true. Only those who are true to that word, my brothers and sisters, shall he seal as true to his covenant. Isaiah 58, going into 59 again, talks about the idea about it is man's wickedness that has hid the blessing that he promised to his people from him. The Most High intends to restore that covenant by one who will be faithful unto him, who will intercede unto the fullness of divine glory. And the scripture says, ultimately in Isaiah 60, that when the Most High brings forth that light and raises the conscience of his people, world will not function according to that light. Whatever nation will not. People talk about themselves. The scripture says whatever nation will not be utterly destroyed shall utterly perish. People say, count all nations as droppers in a bucket and refuse this wisdom. Why do men think that they themselves individually are so important? The brothers and sisters, Most High has already said in Isaiah 45 that he will make a full end of nations to redeem the people who will believe the truth that the whole world has sought to hide. Did you hear me? Israel being the people of faith are the people that believe the truth that the whole world has sought to hide. These are the ones who gained the victory. Most High compelled Israel, my brothers and sisters, to believe in a standard that the rest of the world did not know, had not believed. Many thought, after the carnality of their own hearts, was unnecessary. My brothers and sisters, that's the trick that the adversary would play upon the souls of men. But only those who are steadfast, knowing the Most High, will bring to bear all that he has said. These are the ones, my brothers and sisters, that will attain to the victory. These are the ones, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he would call his own. These are the ones that he called chosen and faithful. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters. We'll understand there's been a scheme afoot according to Psalms 2. That men not discern the truth of the testimony of the Most High and his anointed. And that's why the nations have continued to walk in vanity. Refusing to accept him who the Most High said he would redeem and beget as his son to inherit all the nations. The rulers have hated the idea about one the Most High was sent to call the rulers fools and declare and prove them foolish, fallen, false, declaring standards that never were viable. Because, quite frankly, most people would rather be comforted by a pack of lies. They'd rather believe that a multitude of partial standards have been sufficient unto salvation. How can you be made whole after a multitude of partial standards? It's not possible. How shall men be confirmed unto that they will be faithful unto all the Most High declared? When they refuse to hear the things that a whole world has contrived and schemed to call inviolable. Besides, said the righteous must see those who deny or seek to invalidate or who seek to dishonor or seek to call worthless so much that is contained in the law and the prophets so as to appease their own agenda. Say your rights must succeed them or else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. If they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the prophecies that I'm speaking of now are inviolable, they invalidate you because they have sworn against what the prophets say must come to pass. When Messiah himself, through the prophet, said must come to pass, else you have not believed him. Isaiah 60, going to 61, speaks of all the blessedness of those who will believe what the whole world has ignored, who will remember all that the world has forgotten, who will trust the Most High unto the manifestation of all the beauty that he has intended. Like I told you, the Most High intends to see beauty. He's tired of looking at ugly. And he's not too pleased with surface level veneers that men have called beautiful after the constraints of their own hearts, but not true to divine purpose. You need to understand that. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 60 through 61 talks about the Most High liberating his people to finally understand what is divine conscience. And the article goes all the way out to the 62nd, 63rd chapter, saying that Messiah comes to bring forth truly the healing that the world was not prepared for. Who will understand in this time, my brothers and sisters? Who will understand in this time that the scriptures say that Messiah comes because the whole world has fallen short of the glory? And that the Most High must discipline him to awaken the world. In fact, the prophecies go on to say, finally, my brothers and sisters, that whoever will not believe him because they're so blinded by worldly faker status quos will just be proven they have been utterly foolish. But I want you to understand, you need to look at that Isaiah 58 to 59 chapter and ask why they split that up. That's why they split Isaiah 55 to 56. That's why they split Isaiah 56 to 57. That's why they split Isaiah 57 to 58. It's all continuous. Efforts to keep you from seeing the vision, my brothers and sisters. Efforts, my brothers and sisters, to keep you from understanding. But only a seeker to for the fullness of what Yah has declared has ever been viable. The kings, instruments of devils, have offered you a prize the robbing Yah of the good things and the praise that belongs to him, causing you to feel like Adam and Eve did, that after their own conscience somehow, what might seem wise in their own hearts, they were worthy to be called blessed, even to preserve a place, even that a place for them in the garden be preserved. Scripture says the men who believe such a thing only got ripped off, brothers and sisters. Your leaders are ripping you off the same way. No matter pluralist thinking, that is the law of sin, robbery, injustice, and death, is true to the will of one. No peace after such debate, doubt, that every man seeks to exalt his own conscience, says Yah. Who's then willing to listen to the one, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, will bring Israel, that Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, none to harm. Read Zephaniah 3. Who will hearken to that one? Who will understand all the prophecies that concern him? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, think about it for a minute. When Messiah was praying not far before his being impaled upon the stake, there appeared to him, and many saw it, some among his disciples saw it. Around him appeared Eliyahu and Moshe. And the people said, what shall we do then? But shall we build a tabernacle to Eliyahu, to Moshe, and to Yeshua? Simply say, they looked around, and suddenly there was Yeshua only. Most High had spoken, saying, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. Well, my brothers and sisters, men have a lot of different perceptions of the saints. I'm telling you now, the one who fits the characteristics and has the titles from birth, you look at that article on my website, The Secret Name, hiddengospel.com. It has the titles that declare him that one who will trump everybody's so-called understanding of the Messiah, or everyone's understanding of the Most High. Well, that one, my brothers and sisters, comes to declare the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between what is truth and what is falsehood. The men, again, know Yah. Who's willing to hear him, my brothers and sisters? Who's willing to let go of their pride, that peace and truth might be manifest in the earth? Again, when Yah begins to build again beauty in the earth, because he's tired of looking at the ugly, who will discern to know his ways there and preserve that beauty? Most time will not have it cast aside again. I can only tell you this, my brothers and sisters. I remember once the Most High, but I wish I had time to tell you more about this, only a few seconds. I remember one time, after seeing the beast or all the lies of this world slain by a greater truth, by a sword of wisdom. 90. Most High told me to begin to create all the beauty I could imagine. I began to see all kind of beauty indeed spring up. But after I began to do it, after a moment he told me to step aside. He smiled a bit. And then he told me to step aside and let Daddy show you how to do it. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has imagined is beauty. There's beauty. Not even those who desire peace and desire beauty, not even their short-sightedness should stand as an obstacle against all the beauty the Most High intends. There's a discipline from the Most High unto that beauty that must still again be restored to the hearts and discerned again by the hearts of men. Who will follow the Lamb wherever he leads? These shall overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of those who will not reason together. I pray the Most High, brothers and sisters, in the Spirit of him who restores all things and raises the conscience of men, will be upon your hearts. Understand again what is reverence for Yah, beyond all the pluralities that deny his absolution, that deny his sovereign righteousness and authority. A few seconds left. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, to his might, to his honor, and to his praise always. Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters. To his might, honor, and praise always. Thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah! Thank you all for listening. Discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the Israeli Kurdistan connection? Understand the absolution that was expected in the East. and let not the minds or the mindset of those who deny the truth hold you bound any longer. For they not told you what was the expectation of the early church in the East versus what the West is set up as a camouflage and misrepresentation of hypocrisy that men have worshipped confusion. They didn't tell you what would cast it all aside. They never taught you the faith. And all the things that men have taught after their idolatrous misimaginations can never be salvation. But what else is it but misimagination from which men must be delivered if they are to be said to be called truly faithful? Shabbat shalom, my brothers and sisters. Be made complete. Understand what the scriptures mean. It says, you must take a hold of Shabbat, seeking his complete will unto all that pleases him, if you want to name his greatest sons and daughters. To his name, to his praise, to his sovereign peace and righteousness forever. Hallelujah!